We're on the telephone today with Darren Barker. Darren is a technical product manager for DuPont Pioneer based in Johnston, Iowa. And Darren, I understand you travel a good part of the state of Iowa, so you've probably had a chance to take a pretty good look at harvest results so far this fall. Tell us what you're seeing.
Overall, yields have been surprisingly fairly good, despite the tough drought conditions we had this year. And obviously, there's those areas that really suffered where yields are extremely low. But we've got some areas where yields are coming in higher than what we would have anticipated. And just kind of goes to show some of the toughness of some of these hybrids, and especially in some of this good soil, how well it can hold some moisture and keep those crops going.
We've heard the term extremely variable used a lot this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll see results all over the place. Even within the same field, a lot of folks with their yield monitors will note that it'll go from 50 bushels in one area of the field to over 200 bushels in another.
Well, let's talk about the performance of the Optimum Aquamax products. These are the drought-tolerant corn hybrids from DuPont Pioneer. And did you have quite a few out there to look at this year?
Yeah, you bet. We've had Aquamax. It's been something we've looked at for the last couple of years and really got a good look at them here in 2012. And certainly was a year to do that with the drought conditions we had. But we got some nice products in a wide range of maturities, and they are performing well for us this year.
So as far as performance goes, what are you seeing out there with the Aquamax hybrids?
So overall, we're seeing our Aquamax in those areas where we've got some good drought pressure, those water-limited environments, around an 8% yield advantage over competitor products, as well as some of our other regular Pioneer products. So nice advantage there. And then even in the more favorable conditions where we've got some decent moisture and not as much stress, we're still seeing about a 2% advantage of our Aquamax products in those areas.
And I believe that runs pretty close to what you've been seeing in testing the past few years?
Yep, absolutely. So, yep, that's what we've seen. That's really matching up with what we're seeing out there in the field this year.
Well, I know there's been a lot of research and breeding that's gone into developing these products, but I guess in general, Darren, what makes a difference with the Aquamax hybrids?
So Aquamax, in Aquamax, we utilize our AYT technology. And what AYT technology, it's just some new breeding techniques that allow our researchers to rapidly scan and identify genes that are responsible for increasing yields, and then other traits that are out there, including traits that help the corn plant overcome drought conditions. Some of those traits, and these are native traits so it's not a transgenic. It's finding native traits to help us find traits that may influence things like rooting depth or the ability of that plant to just maintain that silk to tassel ratio in order to make sure it gets pollinated.
Yeah, I guess that's a comment I've heard from some others this fall on the Aquamax hybrids, is that they just were able to hold on longer in the face of that extreme heat and dry weather that we had.
Yep, absolutely. And just anytime you have that ability to hang on for a few more days, catch those extra rains that come in there, and the ability for that plant to hang in there for a little bit longer certainly can give it an advantage.
Okay, so what's the supply of Aquamax hybrids looking like for 2013?
Well, our supply looks good for Aquamax. Our overall seed availability looks good. Two-thirds of what we grow for our seed is under irrigation, and in addition to that, we do spread our risk out over broad geography when it comes to our seed production, and also have the ability to go in and do some things with the winter production down in South America. So at this point, we feel very good about our seed supply situation. You know, one thing with our Aquamax hybrids, one thing I would add is that our Aquamax hybrids are advanced on an area-by-area basis, so we do look at other traits in those areas to make sure that those products are going to be the right fit for those for that particular area. So in order for a product to advance, even if it's Aquamax, it has to meet the criteria what that particular area set. So in other words, we may have an Aquamax hybrid that we utilize here in Iowa that may be different than they utilize, say, in western Kansas. So you won't always see the same Aquamax products in every area.